This past year, we were really, really excited to bring in a string quartet, professional string quartet from New York City called Well Strung. Four gay men who also are incredible musicians, both string players and singers. And so they kind of fuse this pop music and classical music in really wonderful ways.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy.
My name is Jane Ramsire Miller, and I am the artistic director of One Voice Mixed Chorus. And One Voice is Minnesota's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and straight allies chorus here in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Now in their 30th year, the One Voice Mixed Chorus is stronger and bigger than ever with 125 singers. Last year, they received an NEA grant to mount a dynamic concert at the Ordway Center for the Performing Arts in St. Paul. The performance, titled Well-Versed, combined commissioned poetry and music and featured the Well-Strung Quartet in collaboration with One Voice. The grant also supported one of their flagship programs called Out in Our Schools. Jane Ramsire Miller.
As I was thinking about Out in Our Schools, I thought, wow, wouldn't this be great if we could take these this quartet of professional singers into schools as well, and One Voice could perform with them and also allow students to get to hear them. So we applied for this grant, and NEA helped to cover the cost to bring them in and for our concert last March. So when One Voice performs in schools, we go in first and do a bunch of workshops with curriculum with some of the students. So in this case, the curriculum was with some middle schools in the area, particularly focused on gender and also exploring poetry. So one of the really interesting parts of this concert that Wellstrung performed was a brand new commission. For this commission, we chose Poetry Slam champion Sierra DeMolder, who is local here. And she created four poems, and then local composer George Maurer did the music. And, you know, for a choir like us, it's really, really exciting to be able to perform with a professional string quartet. That just almost never happens. So that's the piece that we took into this school concert. And it was held at Johnson High School. Johnson High School students came. And then also these students from the middle schools where we'd been working with them on curriculum and the poetry. So they got a little sneak preview of this commission before it was performed.
My choir teacher brought us to the auditorium. We heard about who they are with the One Voice Mixed Choir and the Wellstrung. My name is Yufeng Zhang. I am a graduate from Johnson High School. I live in St. Paul, Minnesota. When they performed, we were just wowed. I realized that I've also never heard about a LGBT choir that focused on communities coming together, being so inclusive. And for me, that really surprised me in a sense. But then at the same time, I was also wowed by the music.
I remember thinking as this started, oh man, I hope they aren't going to think we're too boring, you know, when the choir is singing on their own. But one of my memories is we did it was contemporary, but very choral a cappella piece called Let My Love Be Heard by a local Minnesota composer. And the students in the audience just went wild. And here it is, this a cappella choral piece.
You know, that piece actually made me cry. I've heard the song performed by other choirs before, and when One Voice performed it over at Johnson, it was different for some reason. It felt so much more powerful because they had a message that came with the song.
And halfway through the song, the sopranos and altos sort of are just singing this text that doesn't really have words to it. And the tenors and basses sing over and over 20 or 30 times, Let My Love Be Heard, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
My experience, I've never had friends that were within the LGBT community, but then we are all trying to understand our personal like communities as well, and to have this choir come to us, it really speaks for the people within the LGBT community and for the straight students as well. And being a young person, I have to understand that one out of three people within the LGBT community ages 14 to 18 have tried committing suicide too, and that's just a fact that you have to understand.
I think Yufeng talked about it really articulately in terms of the kind of vulnerability that LGBT youth experience. A huge percentage of LGBT youth are homeless. There's a recent statistic saying that one quarter, so 25% of all youth that come out to their families are kicked out of their homes. Even though we're making progress in terms of legal rights, homophobia, transphobia, still incredibly on the rise.
And I like to say that music is a good way of communication and expression, because music has a sense to touch people, not just on the outside, but in the inside as well.
I think another thing that Yufeng said that rings really true is that I hear over and over that audience members watch One Voice singers perform and they experience so much passion and emotion. And I think that comes from our mission. I think it comes from the experience of LGBT people really deeply feeling what they're singing about and having a strong sense of mission and a message to share. We actually opened the concert with a pop song called Fight Song, and one of our younger members sang the solo and killed it.
Small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, and like how a single word can make a heart open, I might only have one man.
That was Jane Ramshire Miller and Yufeng Zhang on the impact of the One Voice Mix Chorus and the power of song to educate, heal, and inspire. For the National Endowment for the Arts, I'm Adam Campion.